Tina Carter, Strawberry Wine, B1049, Real Country. It's 7:23, and joining me in the studio is Mark Scotch from the Oregon Trail. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, TK. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Well, good.
Yeah, well, you know, we were, I've been talking about it this morning a little bit, and you've got something coming up. It's kind of neat that we started how many years ago talking about this?
It's going on 5.
Has it been 5 years?
Well, yeah, I donated my kidney in 2020, and my first ride officially was the fall of 2020 when I went to Madison, but then I had surgery, and then I did the big ride from Madison to Louisiana in the spring of 2021.
Wow, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. But no, more importantly, how many miles have you put on?
A little over 8,000.
Really?
Yeah.
And here, I just sit here and listen to you. 8,000 miles.
Yeah, that's just official Oregon Trail miles.
Yeah.
It doesn't count, you know, normal stuff.
Wow, that is crazy. That's a lot of miles on the bike. And you've gone through how many bikes?
I'm on my second one.
Second one now, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. That's pretty good mileage on those bikes.
Yeah.
Now, you've got something coming up on this Saturday, and I thought this is really cool. I don't know who came up with the idea, but it's kind of a documentary of what you've been doing.
Right. I always knew I kind of wanted to do a documentary about this because I was involved with one about 13 years ago on one of my ultra endurance ski races.
Oh, wow.
And a gal from Minnesota did a documentary on this race that I was doing up in northern Minnesota called the Arrowhead. And I skied it that year. I skied 135 miles, cross-country skied. And she did a documentary of me on skis, a guy on bike, and a woman on a bike.
Okay.
And a guy on a foot, I should say. So she highlighted us three. So I was part of that, and I could see the power of a local documentary, if you will. So I always wanted to do that for this.
Okay. And you've got now a free screening coming up, right?
Yes. And so on my ride from Lubbock, Texas, my ride from San Diego to Lubbock, and then I ended there, and then in 2023, I started in Lubbock and went to New Orleans. So I was in Lubbock for a finish and a start. Ended up talking with the media journalism department at Texas Tech University, and they liked the idea, and they put it out there, and a graduate student jumped on it and actually rode with us with his pickup with all of his gear for 30 days during that ride.
Oh, neat.
Yep, and collected footage, and some of his friends helped him for a week during spring break, and he put together this documentary.
Neat. That is so cool. And that's going to be at the Hostel Shop this Saturday, 4:30, I believe, right?
Yes, correct, 4:30.
So we'll talk more about that, and we'll talk about a ride that Mark's got coming up, too. And we'll do that in a few minutes here at B1049. That's Garth Brooks, Papa Love Mama, B1049, Real Country. It's 7:31 in the studio. Mark Scotch is with me with the Oregon Trail. That is the Facebook page, right, Mark? And then you've got a website, too.
Yep, Facebook is Oregon Trail, the Oregon Trail. I also have a Facebook, Mark Scotch, where you can get to there. Then I have a website. You can get there through markscotch.com.
Okay. And we're talking about his documentary coming up at the Hostel Shop this Saturday. Starts at 4:30. But if people are just tuning in, or maybe haven't heard about Mark before, this started out as you met a person in a bar that needed a kidney, right?
Yep. That's a random having a beer with a guy down in Louisiana, and come to find out he was on dialysis looking for a living kidney donor, and he didn't get my kidney, but because I donated, he got a kidney.
Yeah, and you said on the spot, okay, you can have mine. Which is kind of strange. You're just meeting in a bar.
My sister-in-law had, we won't say how many beers we were into that conversation, but my sister-in-law had donated like 15 years before that or so, or 12 years. So I knew you could donate, but I didn't know anything about the need and just kind of went from there.
Yeah, and since then you've traveled 8,000 miles, and you've been trying to make people aware of you can do live donations for kidneys, which is unbelievable.
Kidney and liver, and I've done liver as well.
You did, and you're still riding bike and leading more than a normal life. You know, you're biking more than most people.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea kind of the bike ride connecting this to kidney donation was to demonstrate that you can can live a normal life afterwards, because I really didn't know. I had to do research to find out if I really could, and found out I could, and I'm just capitalizing on that.
Oh, what a great thing to do. And I was just reading on some of the numbers here. 100,000 Americans are on the kidney transplant waiting list right now.
Yeah.
That is, wow, unbelievable. And neat that you're making things people aware of this, and you can do it, and now you've got another trip coming up.
Yeah, and I add on to that really quickly. 13 people are dying every day in the United States waiting for a kidney transplant. And in Wisconsin, about two people a week are dying just in Wisconsin.
Just in Wisconsin. Wow. Yeah. So there's a live kidney website where you can see if you can donate, right?
Yeah, you can go to my website and connect with the National Kidney Registry. That's where we donated through, and learn how to do it.
Okay. Now, let's talk about your trip. You're going to be taking off in April, I believe, on another trip.
Yeah, I'm actually going to leave Wisconsin March 29th, going to go to Denver, pick up an RV, and go to Los Angeles, because we've done the kidney rides. This one's going to highlight, in the beginning anyway, my liver donation.
Okay.
I did it out at Keck Medicine of USC. Just happened that a 9-month-old little girl was registered at Children's Hospital of L.A., and those two hospitals work together.
Mm-hmm.
The same surgeon that did my surgery took a portion of my liver and put it into a 9-month-old girl at Children's Hospital. But they were actually from Phoenix.
Mm, okay.
It's kind of a story. But we're going to recreate that, so to speak. The family is going to come out to L.A. and meet us there. We're going to do an event with Keck and Children's Hospital at the same time, basically, same day. So that's going to start April 4th. Then I'm going to ride to Phoenix on the bike, and then Phoenix to Las Vegas, because there's a transplant center there.
Okay.
And then up to Salt Lake City, because there's a transplant center there. And then into Denver. Obviously, they have a transplant center there as well, and I'm connecting those dots to create events. And then because of the big, wide open spaces where there's nothing, I decided to go with an RV, and we're going to be meeting people on the street, and maybe we can do some updates.
Let's plan on that.
Yeah.
The updates. Wow, that is cool. How many miles is that now?
It's going to be just a little under 2,000.
Oh, well, that's nothing. Wow, that is quite the bike ride. And that's going to start about April 4th, you're taking off?
April 4th, yeah.
Okay, before I let you go, though, the big event you got coming up on Saturday
is the documentary at the Hostel Shop. They've been a sponsor of mine for this whole thing, and they've offered to play this documentary. It's going to be 28 minutes, and it was put together with a student from Texas Tech University and Texas PBS. So it's going to actually be part of the PBS family, if you will, shortly.
Okay. So people might be able to find it on streaming on the Texas PBS as well. So
correct,
you can do it that way. But that's all free at the Hostel Shop.
Yes, and they're going to have snacks.
Oh, there you go. That's even better. So that's at 4:30. It starts at 4:30 on Saturday. A Facebook page, it's the Oregon Trail. Your website is markscotch.com?
Yep.
All right, so you can check it all out. Appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you, TK.
All right, thanks, Mark. 7:36 now here at B1049. Muzzy Concerts presents Exile.